eRadio is offering you the opportunity to tell our growing audience about your product or service. Contact us today. Email advertising@eradiosa.co.za or WhatsApp 081 060 1640. eRadio. Be heard. Be seen. On air and online.
Tomar Couriers is one of our anchor advertisers here on eRadio. You hear their ads every single day, and today we're finding out just exactly how they work and what they do. We're chatting to Zelda from Tomar Couriers today. Zelda, a big hello to you and welcome.
Thank you very much, Ian. Thank you for having me again. It's always so nice to talk to you.
Yes, and likewise, and it's been a year since we last spoke. A lot has happened, and Tomark also celebrated its birthday. eRadio celebrated its birthday, so I think it's time for a bit of a catch-up session.
For sure.
Zelda, let's begin at the beginning. What exactly is Tomark?
All right. So Tomark is essentially a courier company. We specialize in relocations for South Africans globally. Most things that we do include either it could be mini parcels less than 2 kilograms up to complete relocation of a whole household. We do air freight, we do sea freight. So although we are a global company and we can send to and from any country in the world, we have a lot of clients based in the United Arab Emirates. A lot of people are relocating from Dubai back to South Africa and also the other way around. So a lot of our clients are from the Middle East.
You just said to me, Orfeh, that there's quite an influx of people returning to South Africa, people living in Dubai, ex-South Africans.
Yes, we do see in the last 4 months, there has definitely been a great trek from Dubai back to South Africa. A lot of people are returning due to job losses or just, I think, they are a little bit homesick after 2 years of not going home.
Yeah.
And they've decided it's time to go back. So, yes, we do have a lot of people relocating back from the UAE to South Africa.
Very interesting. Zelda, where did the name Tomark come from?
Actually, there's a lot of people. In the beginning, there was some confusion about the name because people used to call us Tarmac.
Yeah.
But Tarmac was it was a name that my colleague in South Africa, she came up with this name because she was working for Sky Cargo at the time when the whole idea of let's start our own business came about. And she was overseeing the offloading of a container, and she was looking at the road, and there was a tar road, and there was so many marks, wheel marks, tire marks on the tar, and she thought, oh,
word.
This is just a whole tar full of marks, and that's how the name started. It's
wow.
Tar.
Wow, that's so interesting. I never thought that was actually where the name came from. So it has to do with tar, but it's not a tarmac, it's a tarmark.
It's not a tarmac. And the moment we tell people that there was tire marks on the tar, then they get the name. Then
yeah.
it never goes away. Then
it makes
forget
sense.
It.
Yeah, definitely. Wow, that's fantastic. Zelda, let's talk about the process of contacting you and then sending a parcel. How does it work? Is it easy? Is it costly? Tell us about the service.
Okay. From beginning to end, it's about a six-step process. And people would contact us and ask us, where do they start with this process? Because most people think that it's an intricate, difficult affair, but it's actually a very easy process. They contact us and give us information. The basic information that we need is whether they need a small parcel sent or if it's a relocation of a whole household, because depending on the size of their cargo, they need to decide whether they want to send it by sea or by air. So that's the first question. Then by sea, it goes on cubic meters, so we need the dimensions. On air, we work on volumetric weight, so we need dimensions and weight of the parcel. And then we give them a quotation. If they accept the quotation, we arrange collection. We send it. And then we deliver it, because our service is door to door. So wherever they are at the moment, where they want to send from, we pick it up from there and then we deliver it at their door or at their family's door, wherever we send it.
It's so convenient, eh?
I know. And this is people's biggest concern, is they would say, okay, so it sounds very easy, but where is the catch, you know?
Yeah.
But they really, the whole process is fairly easy. There's not a lot that can go wrong. The only thing that we sometimes struggle with is if we get bumped by an airline and it takes a few days longer. But most of the time, the whole process is very easy and quick. And people ask us, but then, you know, do we have to be there to clear the goods at the airport or at the port? Nothing like that. We do absolutely everything. We clear it for our clients and then take the cargo to their house, wherever it may be. We have delivered in the tiniest towns in South Africa, in the out, very outback places. So we can get anywhere. So far, we've never had a place that we struggle to get to. So the process is fairly easy. It can be pricey. If you send really heavy cargo on air, it is expensive. But mostly we advise our clients then to send it by sea. Now, sea freight takes a little bit longer, but it is more cost effective.
Yeah, and you really go the extra mile for your clients, literally. Zelda, Tarmac.
Absolutely, yeah.
Tarmac recently celebrated its birthday, and happy birthday, by the way. I mean, that's fantastic. What was that, your first or second birthday?
Thank you. Was our second birthday.
And you actually, you gave a gift to your clients, which was so nice.
Yes, we had a very, very busy September due to this. Our birthday kept us busy. We offered a 2 kilogram free parcel any which way between South Africa and the UAE. So people could send from South Africa to Dubai or from Dubai to South Africa. And they really did make use of this. A lot of people sent 2 kilogram parcels. It kept us very busy with the pickup and the drop off, but it was all worth it. So for our 2 year birthday celebrations, the 2 kilogram package was a good way for us also to thank our clients for using our service.
Zelda, also, what would you say is the most challenging thing for Tarmac at the moment? Are you restricted in any way as a result of the pandemic, or is it getting a bit easier now?
I think our biggest issue at the moment is that pricing has gone up due to the pandemic, especially sea freight. It really has gone up by a lot. So the quotes that we are giving our clients are definitely more now than it was a year ago. And also, of course, there is a shortage of containers, and that affects our turnaround time. But this is a global trend. There's really a big shortage of containers. So available containers, there is not a lot of them going around. And this is our biggest challenge at the moment.
Yeah, I know that at one stage you said that you experienced to avoid experiencing delays due to the unavailability of containers, you got your own containers, which is really, really, really cool. I'm sure that helped a lot.
Yes, it was very exciting for us to purchase our own container. And that was one of the first steps that we did to ensure, to ease the delays and to make sure that we can cut through the process of waiting for available containers. So this is just one of the ways that we are trying to speed up our service, and hopefully we will be able to buy more containers as we go along.
Now, you know what they say, teamwork makes the dream work. Introduce us to new members on your team worldwide.
Okay, so I think we've actually now really have a lot of new names for you that you would not recognize. Mm. Of course, you know me and Naomi, because that's where we all started. Our right wing at the moment is Raymond Fraser. He's our operations manager in the UAE. He does a lot of the groundwork for us, you know, the hard work. He's the one that we can rely on to do quick decisions, and to, when people get impatient, please come and pick up our parcel. He's always ready to do that. And then in China, we've got Zoe. In USA, it's Nomsa, and in the UK, it's Rina. So we have these people to rely on. If there's anything in one of those countries that needs to get done quickly, we'll just give them a call and they'll sort it out for us.
Nice. So the team is growing and that's what you want. Zelda, you're getting fantastic reviews
online. Slowly but surely we are growing, yes.
Zelda, you're getting fantastic reviews online. Let's look at some of those reviews. I see you frequently share those reviews online. People are just very, very happy.
Yes, yes. We love it when people write reviews for us, because what we try to do is to work really closely with our clients to give them a personalized service. And people give us some information about families. You know, they would bring us a parcel and say, really, we need this parcel to be there before the 17th of the month because it's my grandson's birthday, or whatever there's a specific family related issue to parcels. And we really try with those ones to give them priority, as well as documents for estates or something that is important to the family. We try and get those there as quickly as possible. And it's lovely for us when people write reviews, because it shows us that we are doing something right.
And then, of course, you can go to the Tarmac Couriers Facebook page and post your review, or wherever you wish to leave your review. One of them, Teresa, she wrote, "Thank you to the Tarmac team for getting my shipment from the UAE to the UK with minimum hassle. Your patience with my constant questions was amazing. I will be recommending your company." And she gave you 5 stars. Most of the people say that your communication is excellent, Zelda, and also it's on time and it's professional and it's efficient, and everything, the goods are always in perfect condition. That's what most all of your reviews that I've read, they say that.
Yes, and that's so nice. Our Google reviews and our Facebook reviews, we really appreciate all our clients if they write a review for us, because it shows people that we are really trying our best. We are a small and young company, so for us, it's easier to have more personal contact than bigger companies. We can spend more time on our clients, and that is what makes the difference. They feel like we care about their parcels, to get it there in good order and on time. So for us, that it makes the world of difference.
I haven't seen one negative review. I'm being completely honest. Well done. That takes some doing. Well done, Zelda and team.
Thank you very, very much.
Zelda, last time we spoke, spoke about your charity drive. Is it still going? What's the latest on your charity drive?
Okay, so our charity drive has really grown. This is something that we're very proud of. At the moment, there are 6 places that we are involved with. The first one is Beanies for Beings, where we had in the month of August, we started this, sending sanitary wear to ladies at Beanies for Beings. And we thought we'll just do it for the month of August, but people kept on sending us stuff and donating, so we just kept on sending, and it's now in October and we're still sending sanitary wear, which is just fantastic. And thank you to all the people that have been donating for our charity drives. We also have Rainbows and Smiles. We have Brighton College in Dubai. It's a high school here, private school, that has donated artwork for Rainbows and Smiles. That is a not-for-profit organization for children with cancer.
Wow.
In Umhlanga. And they wanted to beautify the place and make it a little bit more child-friendly. So Brighton College's art students made a lot of artwork, and we sent it to South Africa free of charge to Rainbows and Smiles. So that was something really exciting that we are very proud of. And then we've got an orphanage in Krugersdorp that we send baby products to. And in the Limpopo, we've been sending stuff directly to communities that are not as much in the limelight. They are not well-known organizations, but communities that really need some help for shoes and gas and beds, mostly for children between 2 and 17 years old. And then, of course, we still have our Statelerville charity. We've been sending all kinds of stuff there for people to support them. And then the last one that we do every month, we send a free box for a client that really we feel like they struggle to pay everything, and they give up some of their own personal goods because they don't have enough money to send it back to South Africa. Mostly people going back, and they have two or three big boxes of personal things, and then they have a budget that they need to stick to. And if we find that we have a client like that, they say, okay, it's okay, you know, you can leave these books, or you don't have to send this, take it for your charity. Then we send it for them free of charge as a little surprise, so that they can get all their stuff on the other side.
That's so stunning, Zelda. Well done. Well done.
Thank you very much.
And keep it going, because that's so important.
Yes, we really want to try. And the people in Dubai are very generous. You know, we get a lot of things. So they always want to send things for charities in South Africa, but it is so expensive. So if we can send little bits at a time, for us, it's just a wonderful thing to be involved with.
Well done. Well done. Zelda, any other current specials worth mentioning, especially now with Christmas around the corner? Wow, it's really very, very close.
Yes, I really cannot believe that it's Christmas in 10 weeks, but yes, here we are. We do have a special running for air freight. Anybody who wants to send Christmas gifts from South Africa or from Dubai to South Africa will receive a 10% discount on their quotation if they send it before the 10th of December. So that is nice. What is currently running, and we'll be advertising this shortly. So a 10% discount on any Christmas parcels before the 10th of December.
Oh, that's a great Christmas gift. Well done. Zelda, how do we get in touch? Website, social media details?
We have, we have a website. It is tarmarcouriers.com. And then, of course, you can contact us on our Facebook. We have a Facebook for Tarmar Couriers. With our SA office, people can get in contact with Naomi directly. Her number is 081-331-6998. And her email address is info@Tarmar Couriers. And if people want to get in touch with us from this side, it's UAEFreight@TarmarCouriers.com, or they can contact Raymond directly on +971 50 384 9930. And he would do any WhatsApp messages. If they want to contact him by WhatsApp, then he will respond and arrange pickup in South Africa.
Great stuff. Zelda, thank you so much. As you say, or as they say in the ad, trust us to get it there. And that's definitely yes. What you're doing. Well done. Zelda, was great catching up with you. And all the best for the rest of the year and the festive season.
Thank you very much, Ion. Thank you so much. It was just a pleasure talking to you.
And a pleasure having you on the show. And also from our side, big thanks for your very loyal support.
Thank you so much, Ion. Have a great day.
You too.
Tarmac offers you reliable freight services for all your high-priority consignments. Trust us to get it there, whether it's by road, sea, or air. At Tarmac, we're all about efficiency, honesty, and integrity. No matter the size, type, or frequency, we have a service that will suit your needs, deliver on time and safely to any destination in the world. Find us on Facebook or visit tarmarcouriers.com. Tarmac. Trust us to get it there.
eRadio is offering you the opportunity to tell our growing audience about your product or service. Contact us today. Email advertising@eradiosa.co.za or WhatsApp 081 060 1640. eRadio. Be heard. Be seen. On air and online.